Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our audio commentary track for Twilight New Moon.
The Volturi are the closest thing my world has to royalty. They enforce the law.
Vampires have laws.
You're a human who knows entirely too much about us. They could kill us all.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
I belong with you.
This is the last time you'll ever see me. Please just promise me you won't do anything reckless.
It's like a huge hole has been punched through my chest.
I know what he did to you, but Bella, I would never, ever do that.
There's only one way I know to see him.
So, you're an adrenaline junkie now?
What the hell were you thinking?
Well, it's Edward. He thinks you're dead.
What?
He's going to the Volturi. He wants to die too.
He left you, Bella. He didn't want you anymore.
I have to go. He's gonna make a scene. The Volturi will kill him if he reveals himself in the sunlight.
No, Edward, don't!
I'm scared. This may hurt just a little.
No, please, please!
All right, everybody, you're just listening to the trailer for Twilight New Moon here on the Next Best Picture podcast, and we are doing an audio commentary track for this film, the second in our Twilight marathon that we are recording today on November 13th, 2021. We just finished watching the first Twilight film a few minutes ago, and the summary for this one is Bella Swan is on the cusp of her 18th birthday and blissfully happy with her undead boo, Edward Cullen. When celebrating her birthday with Edward's family of vegetarian vampires, a frightening incident convinces Edward that he's simply too dangerous to be around his sweetheart. He decides to leave the town of Forks in order to ensure her safety, leaving her behind angry and depressed. The film is starring Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Taylor Lautner, Ashley Green, Rachel Lefevre, Billy Burke, Peter Facinelli, Nikki Reed, Kellen Lutz, Jackson Rathbone, Anna Kendrick, Michael Sheen, and Dakota Fanning. This one is directed by Chris Weitz and written by Melissa Rosenberg. Here to join me today, I have Nicole Ackman.
Can't wait for movie number two.
Dan Baer.
Cider number one has been opened.
Eve O'Day.
Back, baby.
And Charlie Bright.
Vampire.
All right, everyone. So we are going to dive straight into this one. No need to do setup. No need to give additional context. We already did that on the last one. So, oh, everybody synchronized? Everyone ready to go?
Synchronized watches.
Ready when you are.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1, click and ready and...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Three, two, one, click. Here we go. Twilight Saga, New Moon.
Ooh, a different Summit Entertainment logo.
I am very curious to see what Chris Weitz does with this one, honestly.
But this one actually was filmed in BC instead of Washington, so I'm excited to see my home turf. Ooh, a moon!
That does look like a new moon.
It's a new roll.
Oh, okay, okay. I see what we're doing here.
Oh, clever.
It's clever.
What kind of oon is it?
See, it's a moon, but it's new. New.
Ew, moon.
Dear children.
Yes.
What?
I'm watching Westworld.
Oh, hell yeah.
Guys, I like that's where your head goes.
That was where mine went too, to be fair.
Was not where mine went.
Oh my god, I can't believe Italians...
The Handmaid's Tale!
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking!
Oh my god, why?
All the television references, oh, they really aged Bella up.
Wait, so who's seen this one?
She doesn't look like a high schooler at all, she looks like a full-grown woman.
Yeah, she looks like she's in college now.
When it was in theaters... With no context for it, not having seen the first, and I remember literally nothing.
This is my first viewing.
Okay.
And already I'm liking the visual style upgrade.
Yeah, me too.
I got rid of the Pacific Northwest filter.
Wait, she has a grandmother? How come we've never heard about this character before?
She is a person. Of course she has a grandmother.
I'm like, do you know how people are...
Will you drive me to my doctor's appointment?
So shiny,
sparkly, and chrome.
Their hair is really nice.
I love how Edward seems like he was going, do you know who this old broad is or not? What is this, a night at the opera or something?
I'm very confused as to what is happening here.
Oh, it's her fears of growing old while he stays young.
Oh.
I cracked it.
It's clever.
She's reading Romeo and Juliet.
Get on the nose, you know.
Oh, guys, remember that trope I talked about? In the
Charlie
last...
Swan!
Yeah,
here comes our fave man.
Self-aware.
Oh my god, who says that? You're 18. Who doesn't want a present? Aw, cute. She always wears that color. That dark green.
I like that color.
It's a album? I mean, I guess it's an album.
Photo album.
Aww.
Throwback.
That's so cute.
Remember when pictures used to be physical?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude, she's 18.
She has anxiety.
I mean, even if you're supremely stressed, I don't think you start graying at 18.
Some people do.
Really? It's that really young? Rare, early 20s, I can imagine.
Here since he was 7.
Oh, they got rid of the sheen.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this new color scheme.
I mean, it's not as distinctive, but it does look clearer.
Is this the same high school? Oh my gosh, shut up.
These friends are annoying as fuck.
Oh yeah, this is a high school. This is a high school in Vancouver.
Yeah, this is not a college.
No, I know that, but...
Oh, and I guess nobody still has an iPhone yet.
Oh, this is a great ad. He just parks in the middle of the parking lot like an asshole.
I also like that her boyfriend arrives, so all her friends are like, all right, gotta go.
I mean, they know where they stand.
Oh, they really dropped her eyebrows for this one. Oh, come on, Volvo.
They're already leaning into this thing way too much.
He's a rock star, baby. Oh, he even glistens when the lights are on him.
The sun is on him right now.
Yeah.
They really did her eyebrows in for this one. Oh my god, shut up.
Never too young to start worrying about aging.
It's weird when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Bilbo Baggins. Today is my 111th birthday.
Why couldn't they just have made him 18 so he didn't, so she didn't? Because, like, in, if you, how am I trying to say this? Because, like, obviously looking at this now, Robert Pattinson is obviously older than Kristen Stewart. But in the book, presumably Bella should look a slightly older than Edward. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. None of this makes sense. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Someone wants
hair? Did he cut his hair?
They're holding back because they know how hot he is.
Nope, he hasn't cut the hair yet.
Oh, damn it.
Where the hell you been, Loca? When does he say that? Did he say that?
Hello, biceps.
Okay, I stand.
Start greeting people like that.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our full audio commentary track for Twilight New Moon here on the Next Best Picture podcast. In order to get the full audio commentary track, you will have to head on over to Patreon, where under Next Best Picture for $1 minimum a month, you will get the rest of this audio commentary track along with all of the others in our Twilight Marathon and other exclusive podcast content from us as well. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
Christina Yerling-Biro, host of the podcast Pop Culture Confidential. Join me as I go way behind the scenes with some of the most influential people in entertainment and media. Hear actors such as Succession's Brian Cox talk about his favorite characters to play.
There always has to be a mystery. The audience have to be in a situation where they want to know what's going on.
Meet studio execs like Pixar chief Pete Docter and learn his secret on how he makes us cry.
Emotion is our first language.
And so many others who are defining popular culture, from Obama speechwriter David Litt to Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi.
We don't often think about food politically, or we don't want to, but it really is.
Join me. Search for Pop Culture Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.